hear what it says in the papers again, is Ronan Kelly.
One good news story in the newspapers today is in the Irish Examiner, which tells us that therapists who help children with disabilities will return to schools next month after the government has reversed a previous policy removing them. Just such a good news story has been written about by former Minister Dermot O'Hearn in the Irish Daily Mail. He says the government should play the silly season game by making sure that on quiet news days, the government press office provides a steady supply of positive stories. In other government-related stories, the Irish Independent front page delves into the Doyle record from 2014, which shows that Minister of State Robert Troy called for more funding for a state rental scheme from which he currently receives an income. The Irish Times and the Irish Examiner report that Taoiseach Micheál Martin says he's satisfied that Robert Troy has cleared the air. The Irish Times front page reports that a third of the budget allocated to housing for travellers remains unspent, while inside, the paper says that over 1,000 traveller families are living in unsanitary conditions. The minimum wage is to be replaced by a new living wage over the next 4 years. The new wage is supposed to be between €12.50 and €13 an hour, but the Irish Independent says that the Convenience Stores and Newsagents Association believes that the calculations for the new wage are skewed by including high-value employees of multinational corporations. The Independent says the government denies that this is the case. On the facing page, the Irish Independent has a story about money lending and how new legislation will not curb illegal money lending. The paper says the rise in the cost of living is providing fertile ground for such money lenders. And that rise gives the Irish Daily Mail its front page story, as it tells us that retirees are flocking back to work to try to top up their pensions. The front page of the Irish Daily Mirror features the funeral of Miriam Burns, who was found dead in Killarney this day last week. At her funeral, her daughter described her as a lioness, and she was known locally as the beautiful smiling lady on a bike. Elsewhere, the Irish Daily Mirror tells us that there's going to be a musical on the life of Britain's Prince Andrew, and it'll include his famous BBC Newsnight interview. In the Irish Times letters page, Mary Daly complains of the portrayal of men in ads. They're shown as being stupid, while women are shown as being smart, and she says that if the roles were reversed, there'd be an outcry of sexism. For the kind of impact you're probably only going to get in a physical newspaper, the Irish Sun has a full two-page spread combining a photo and graphics to give a snapshot of the war in Ukraine. It's a high-angle picture of Ukrainian children playing on a captured Russian tank. Around the photo are pieces of information in yellow and blue circles. They include such statistics as the number of Ukrainians who have fled the country, 6 million, the number of homes that have been destroyed, 114,000, and the number of Ukrainian fighters who have been killed, 47,000. And the Irish Examiner features a quote which could apply to that image. It is, "Give us the future, we've had enough of your past." Those words were from Michael Collins, whose centenary is commemorated in a 20-page supplement in the Irish Examiner. In another of his quotes, he muses on how to live life. He said it reminded him of a time he was on a train that stopped because of something on the track ahead. He noticed the passengers reacting in different ways. Some sat there resignedly, saying nothing. Others went to sleep. But some of us, he said, leaped out of the train and ran ahead to clear the road of all obstruction.